Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Hey, here it is, a new year. What is it, the second week in the new year? Something like that. Doesn't really matter. It's about you doing better than the year before. This is Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you need to go there now because right below this video is additional links and texts and graphics. And you know what? We're like 250-something episodes. It's basically a PhD in hypnosis. You basically go through those things, and you're going to definitely be a hypno 1%er if you implement what we've been teaching you. By the way, I've got Meredith Locker back with me. I'm so excited. She always brings a special kind of insight to the program. She is a hypno 1%er among the best of the best. If I had someone in L.A. that I thought needed hypnotherapy, and gosh, let's admit it, just about everybody in L.A. does, I definitely tell them to go see Meredith. She's got a master's degree in psychology. Her clients love her. In fact, to know Meredith is to love her. How you doing, Meredith?
Aw, Cal, thank you so much. I'm doing so good and happy to be here, too. How are you?
Oh, all warm and fuzzy, thank you.
Well, I want to make sure you guys understand who Cal is. In fact, I have sent family to see Cal. He's in Tustin, California, in the beautiful Tustin, California, avoiding the snow that he detests so much.
I hate snow.
He does. He does. And mainly because now he can ride his motorcycle or ride his bike cycle all over the place any time of year, no matter what. But beyond cycling, he's the person that brought us 5-Path and 7th Path self-hypnosis. He's the trainer that trains the top 1% of the profession. He is now bringing us some of his pieces of work on Kindle, which is so fantastic. I'm very excited to download some of those to my iPad. And, you know, he's my mentor, and I'm just so honored to get to learn from him through these podcasts, just like you guys are. Thank you, Cal.
Hey, you're very welcome. Let me see what I got here. Hey, you know what? We did got so much gratitude from the 20% off we did on the 5-Path 2.0. We've got another. Just check the links down below. We've got 20% off another hypnosis training item that I think will really help you move your hypnosis practice to the next level. I'm not going to mention it. You just got to go there and see what it is. I think you're going to like it a lot. Also, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because guess what? If you've been watching us, you know all about it. You got to check out this next NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course coming in February because it's the first ever, probably the last ever, 11-day course where I'm going to spend a whole day talking about how to build your business. And gosh, that's all I want to talk about with commercials today. Let's get right into it. Meredith, what do you got for me?
Well, first, I want to know a little bit about your talk. We happen to be coming up upon the NGH Solid Gold Weekend soon, which is really exciting, towards the end of February there. And Cal, you're going to be one of the presenters, as am I, as is Elron, as is Celeste. We're all going to be a big, happy family there. And so I want to hear what you're going to talk about a little bit.
I am going to be the last speaker. All of you guys before me, you're just kind of warming up the crowd for 2 days for me. I'm going to talk about one of the most important things. There's two real important things about what we do. One is getting results, and the other is having a successful business. We have literally done millions of dollars in business, and that's just with having one center. It's not like we have a coast-to-coast chain of centers, and I'm going to talk about what we do. I'm going to spill the beans on the Banyan Star Model and go into it more than I ever have before at Solid Gold or NGH convention and really take you through the 5 things that you can do that will bring in consistent income. I'm going to teach you how to work smarter, not harder, so that for the whole rest of the year and the years ahead, you can make money. Now, some of you guys out there, you're very metaphysical and you feel guilty about making money. But you know what? You got to make a living. And in these days, you know, where the economy is a little bit tight, guess what? You got to work smarter, not harder. So I'm going to talk about the five things that if you do consistently will help you have an excellent standard of living so that you can make money even when you're on vacation. I mean, I just want everybody to be prosperous, provide a good service that really helps your clients, provide classes that will really help people who are your students, and really how to just bring your economic status up to the next level. Because if you can't afford to do hypnosis, if you're just being one of those hobby hypnotists, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a hobby hypnotist, but gosh, if you have this desire to turn it into a profession, you gotta make good money. And you deserve to make good money. And I'm going to show you how. There's the 50-minute slots, and then there's the 75-minute slot at the convention, and I get the big one. And I'm going to fill it up with as much stuff. You know, if you don't learn in the first 10 minutes of my talk enough to where you'll make 10 times back what you paid for going to the National Government Test, you just weren't paying attention. All right, that's it. You got any questions about what I'm going to be talking about, Meredith?
I don't, but I'm absolutely excited to hear more about that. But I agree with you completely. I mean, in order to help people, we need to be stable, healthy, happy, thriving. It's imperative. And if we're suffering financially, it's pretty hard for us to be our best. And, you know, I strive in every way, shape, and form to be my best all the time, because the best I can be is going to help to bring my clients to a new level of their best. And I can't do that if I'm not being my best. And if I'm financially hurting, I can't do that. So I'm all for financial abundance and prosperity. And no matter how spiritual you are, you deserve to be supported.
It was so funny, Meredith, when you came in today, you go, Cal, did you get a new car? Because there's a brand new fives. I don't know what they call it. I'm not really a Mercedes guy. I'm more of a BMW guy. But brand new, big, beautiful Mercedes out there in the parking lot. She goes, oh, Cal, did you get a new car? Because, you know, we're doing good business-wise, but I'm more of a BMW. I got an M6. That's my thing. I love that car. Big, black, mean monster of a car, 500 horsepower. Yes, I know you tree huggers. Now you've lost all respect for me, but I'm just who I am. Hey, the good thing, though, is I'm not always driving around getting 8 miles a gallon in my BMW. A lot of time I'm on my motorcycle getting 40 miles a gallon. But enough about me.
Yeah, there was no question in my mind. I thought for sure that was your new car. It was parked where you parked. It was parked how you park. And there was zero question that that might be your new car.
Hey, and you know, at the Solid Gold, I'm going to show you how we do it. I don't hold anything back. I don't believe in competition. I believe that how many hypnotists do we need in America? We need at least as many full-time hypnotists, professional, doing the work as there are chiropractors out there. At least that many. And so, you know, because chiropractors, they help people who are broken and misaligned and stuff like that. And of course, hypnotists, we can help people who've got patterns that are causing them pain and stuff like that. But we can also just help people who haven't got any problems at all. They just want to increase their performance. They want to increase their prosperity. They want to do better at work, all this stuff. We don't have to wait for people to be broken. So actually, there is even a bigger demand for good hypnotists, consulting hypnotists, hypnotherapists, whatever you want to call yourself, out there than there are for chiropractors. So all you got to do is go to the Yellow Pages, if you still have one of those telephone directories, or go to Google and find out how many chiropractors there are in the area, and your community could support that many full-time hypnotists. That's what I think.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't know a single person. I have never met a single person who couldn't benefit by what we do. And certainly there really aren't enough of us around, and certainly not the one percenters. And it's definitely time for us to proliferate and to show we're not going anywhere and to be able to really help this world to be a brighter, lighter place.
That's right. Every single day I use self-hypnosis to improve something about myself, a behavior or something. And right now I'm focusing on being an even better motorcycle rider. And I give myself suggestions for that in hypnosis every day.
We actually have a question about self-hypnosis, so we're going to be getting into that in a future podcast shortly. But today, we're going to piggyback off of what we talked about last podcast, and we're kind of talking about forgiveness here, which is a great thing to talk about right after the new year, a fresh start, letting go. And we had another question that was submitted about forgiveness of self, and it's kind of along the same lines as the question that was submitted that we got into in last podcast. And by the way, we did a big series on forgiveness of others, podcast number 195 to 199. So you may want to listen to those if you're digging into the forgiveness work and wanting to understand it more. Because I know we got into a lot of detail in those podcasts.
You know, I love it when you do that. When you go back and you find those things, because I'll put the link right down below, right down there on this page on calbanion.com, so that you can go back. You're saying, gosh, you just scratched the surface in that last podcast about forgiveness. That's because we've covered it a lot before, all the details. So, gosh, Meredith, great job.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many podcasts that we've done, and we've touched on, you know, forgiveness work in so many all throughout the years. And, you know, so if we do just touch the surface, it's because there is something there earlier. And I do the best I can to try to reference other ones when I can, but there are so many, I can't possibly list them all. But those 195 through 199 will really help you guys to get a good basis. But so getting into forgiveness of self, this is along the same lines. This person says that, you know, what if a client can't forgive him or herself? You know, saying that what they did wasn't protecting themselves, but they were just hurting others. For example, you know, being mean, horribly mean, or even abusive to a sibling, or, you know, cheating on someone who loves you, or stealing, or even murdering. You know, what about those sessions where you're there with the client and they just feel like they've totally wronged themselves and the world, and they feel unforgivable?
Well, you know, one of the things is, again, this whole idea, as I talk about in the Secret Language of Feelings, that, and by the way, there's a website, thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com, where you can get some free audios on all this emotional stuff, the rational approach to emotional mastery, is that, remember, anger and guilt, they're like very similar. Anger comes from when you perceive someone else as having done you wrong, or someone you care about wrong, or something you care about wrong. Guilt comes from you perceiving that you did someone else wrong. So they're very, this is this injustice, not fair kind of idea. Now, so the feeling of guilt is there to motivate you to do the sometimes difficult things you need to do to make fair, to make it up to them. Now, guess what? So that other person, I mean, I'm prisoner of logic here. If that person was done badly by you, the guilt is there for you to motivate you to make it up to them. So that's the first thing you should try to do, is there some way I can make it up to this person? Now, if you can't, all that's left is your suffering. And you got to ask yourself, does that person benefit? Are they better off by me punishing myself? That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? So if you're punishing yourself, if you're getting down on yourself because you did someone wrong, that it isn't making fair. And that's why you just get stuck in that guilt situation. So now here's what I will ask my clients. They go, I don't know if I can forgive myself. It was so wrong and all this kind of stuff. I say, let me ask you a question. You're concerned about whether or not you're forgivable. Let me ask you this. If you knew then what you know now, would you like to have handled it differently? And they'll go, well, yeah. I say, that's what makes you forgivable. Because you did not know then everything that you know now. And as you just said, if you knew then what you know now, then you'd like to have handled things differently. So now that you know what you know, go ahead and forgive yourself. Now, first priority should be to make it up to the person. Now, sometimes you can't do that because Uncle Bernie's dead. You can't make it up to him. You did him wrong. Or they won't have anything to do with you. Or sometimes it's not even safe to try to meet up with that person or whatever. So you forgive yourself. You no longer hold yourself accountable for what happened, because you've said to yourself, gosh, if I could hold myself accountable and make it up to the person, I would have. If I knew then what I know now, I would have handled it differently, or at least would like to have. And so I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to just forgive that debt that I owe to someone else. Now, of course, in 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, that's also done not only with that conversation with your 7-Path teacher, they talk to you about this, but also through the repetition of hypnotic suggestion in the 4th recognition. 7-Path has 9 recognitions that work on different aspects of personal change. Then in 5-Path, 5-Phased Advanced Transformational Hypnosis, in the phase 4, we deal with forgiveness of self, and the hypnotherapist will systematically take that person in hypnosis through a process that will bring about that forgiveness. Now, just like I said in last episode, one of the two main reasons that hypnotherapists have trouble getting people to forgive themselves is, one, they just don't have the tools. And you, once you have the tools, you will approach getting 100% forgiveness. And the other thing is, they just haven't done their own forgiveness work. So one of the things you want to do is utilize hypnosis professionals around you to get that forgiveness work done. Find a 5-pather, find a hypno 1%er that can help you do that self-forgiveness work, or learn 7-path self-hypnosis. Get that forgiveness work done, because it's very difficult to press someone else, a client, into doing their forgiveness work if you haven't done your own. Okay, anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Well, you know, one of the things that you didn't mention is that, you know, I know you have talked about this a lot, though, before, that people are reasonable. People like to make things reasonable, and they tend to be pretty reasonable. There tends to be a reason behind the things that we do. And, you know, so ultimately, you know, there you may not understand what you did back then, but what you did back then did happen for a reason. There's something behind it. And so that is a part of it too, isn't it, Cal?
Right, and you can explore that reason and find out, you know, some insight. And here's another insider tip, trick, and technique. The individuals we strive to, we like to think that we're reasonable people, we do the reasonable thing. And so what I'll do is, in the hypnosis process, I'll have my client hallucinate being with the mistake-making part of themselves, the part that has made these mistakes, and have them, I'll say, put an ending on this sentence. I forgive you because. Now, as soon as they put an ending on that sentence, that's the reason they're forgiving them. And they've made, in their own mind, the act of forgiveness to be the reasonable thing to do, and they'll feel compelled to complete that forgiveness process. Good. Excellent. Meredith, anything else?
I think that's it about that. Do you have anything else to add for that one?
I really like forgiveness. I remember when I first started doing 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, there was... It's the 4th recognition in the short and full form that really deals with this forgiveness aspect. And I was really angry about something that happened in graduate school. I really felt like I got the short end of the stick because of some political stuff that was going on. And what I did is I drove to the psychology department there in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and I sat in front of that building and I just did that work. You know, remembering everything that I perceived as being unfair, and then doing that forgiveness work with that 4th recognition from 7-Path. And gosh, it just so freed me. And I used to, before I discovered 7-Path self-hypnosis, I used to get into these very dark, funky kind of things. It was just like this darkness would come over me, and I would just, like, the mood would just be very, very dark. And I would just, for no reason at all that I was aware of, just have these dark moods come over me. And but consistent practice of 7-Path, I've never had 5-Path done on myself, and 7-Path can completely replace 5-path hypnotherapy. Some past self hypnosis can. And it just freed me from that. And I no longer have those episodes of dark mood. And so, gosh, guess what? If this stuff is good for your clients, it's good for you too. Everybody's got something they want to change. And I believe that forgiveness work was a real transformative thing for me, because I used to have a real anger problem. But now I'm more in the normal range. Oh boy. And everybody that knows me is so much happier now that that anger problem has been gone for now years and years. All right. Good. Enough about me. Gosh, this is becoming the episode about Cal.
Well, you know what, Cal? You're interesting. I think that people want to hear more about you, so don't worry about it.
Oh, if people only knew how interesting I was, am, something like that.
Beautiful. Well, you know what? We're once again out of time.
Oh, my. All right, wrap it up.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please do submit your feedback, your questions, your comments. We love topic ideas. Anything at all, you can post them right down there on calbanion.com. You can go to ourhypnospace.com and go to the Ask Cal group and post them on there. You can email them directly to me or to Cal. My email address is meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You know, we look for your postings wherever you put them, and we tend to pull them off and get them. And so we appreciate every single one of you that submitted. Have a very happy new year. This is Meredith Blocker signing off.
And if they want to check out your practice and services, what's your website?
Yourpathhypnosis.com.
Well, that sounds familiar. All right, this is Cal Banyan. Fan us on facebook.com/hypnosisETC. It's right there. And you know what I do is during the week, I kind of put in little insider tips, tricks, and techniques to talk about what we're going to do. And it's a good place to send us topic ideas and questions and just join the community, as Meredith says. All right, that's it. Enough of me. Bye.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.